Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Individual results may vary. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You've lost so much weight. How'd you do it?
I got medical treatment for weight loss through Zelty and lost 50 pounds. I struggled for the longest time, but Zelty makes it easy and affordable to get weight loss treatment 100% online. Zelty providers can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications clinically shown to help people lose weight, like Wegovy, Zepbound, and others.
I've heard those medications can help you lose weight, but aren't they expensive?
Zelty can help get the medication covered by insurance, so it's as little as $0 a month.
What if you don't have insurance?
No problem. Zelty may be able to help you get other GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% off the price of name brand medications.
I'm ready to start losing weight. How do I get started with Zelty?
Just text.
Text LOSE to 200-300 to get started today with Zelty and see if weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound are right for you. Don't wait. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text LOSE to 200-300. That's LOSE to 200-300. LOSE to 200-300.
God bless hockey, Billy Gill.
God bless hockey, Mikey, eh?
God bless hockey, Roy Bellamy.
God bless hockey, everybody.
Wow. Yeah. Roy, you seem very concerned. You do.
I am.
We're headed into a big game three. You're hosting a Stanley Cup game. You've been waiting for this for a long, long time. And yet, I don't feel like you're happy about it. And I understand coming home down 2-0 is very concerning. Game two, very concerning, the score, and that's the last thing we saw out of the Florida Panthers. Game one's a game they probably should have had. They let it get away from them. But, Roy, I don't see the appropriate... Billy, you tell me, because you and I have known Roy for a long time. He doesn't seem properly excited. We're at least sharing the level of excitement or showing the level of excitement he should have for someone who's about to host his first Stanley Cup hockey game in like 35 years, you know?
Roy, you do seem a little bit down in the dumps, you know, and it makes me kind of sad
perturbed.
Because I feel like this should be like one of the happier times in your sporting life, and you just don't seem to have the right, I don't know, energy, perspective, just yeah. like happiness that you'd think you'd have at this moment.
Well, I can tell you that we are kind of on the same trajectory as the 1996 Stanley Cup final. Yeah. Florida Panthers, which did not win a game. And right now, we have not won a game. So
It would be bad if you've been to two Stanley Cups and never won a game in the Stanley Cup. Like, that wouldn't be ideal. But, like, also, you started on the road. You lost two road games. That happens. I mean, I guess this Panther team was doing incredible on road games, so that's kind of disappointing. Right. And their goalie, Bob, was doing great and, like, you know, winning every game. And, you know, whatever. But you're coming home now. You should be happy.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, I hope a change in venue kind of refreshes things for a team that seems a little bit too relaxed right now for my taste. But, hey, at least they are relaxed, more relaxed than I am at the current moment.
Roy, they're a good home team, are they not?
Yeah, I mean, they were a better road team in this postseason. But, yeah, I mean, actually, you know, they didn't really do well at home during the Boston series, but obviously they won in five versus Toronto. They lost one home game during that series, and then they swept Carolina. But I would say they're better on the road this postseason.
Billy, here's the problem. They're down 2-0. They're coming home. It feels shitty, even though a victory tonight would get them right back into the series. It just dawned on me. Vegas is the best road team in the NHL. Like, they are. Yeah. I think they were like 26-7 on the road or something like that. And so Roy is concerned. Like, they took care of business at home, and now one of the best road teams in hockey is coming on into Sunrise, Florida with a 2-0 series lead. And Roy's concerned not only that this is going to be embarrassing for him, they're going to get swept, but he's going to miss his trip to Vegas.
In talking to Roy off air, that's what's at the center of this, is because I believe that he purchased a ticket for his wife to go as well and is worried about losing that deposit. So I'm like,
that should be the center of this.
But I'm concerned, Roy. Mikey, Roy cares about the Panthers like no one else on earth cares about the Panthers or really anything reasonable.
It's true.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. He loves this hockey team. And now they're here, and he's concerned about his wife Tripp, I think, more than he's concerned about the Panthers losing the Stanley Cup final.
Hey, listen, I'm a realist, Billy. All right. Yeah. I'm looking at the current situation right now, and it's not looking good.
Well, I have a question for you. Let's say you fly up there, your wife goes to, is she going to the game?
No. I don't have enough money for an actual ticket. Those tickets are
they're super expensive, but she's
more than a plane ticket.
She only goes to games in Vegas, Billy.
Okay. Well, I was going to say, what's worse if you buy the ticket and then you go and you watch the Panthers lose in person? That would probably feel worse. But she's not even she's just going to go kind of hang out in Las Vegas with you. That's nice, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. So she's only there for the sights.
But let's have a talk now, because we need to figure this out so that this is a good trip for everyone. And I think Mikey and Stugatz will know where I'm coming from with this. So you are taking your wife on what is a business trip. And I think that now there is an added pressure and expectation of, hey, let's do stuff together because you're going to be in Las Vegas. You can't leave your wife at the hotel and go to morning skate and like leave her there with nothing to do for hours. Like, once you've committed and now made this a couple's trip, you can't just abandon your wife and chalk it up to, I need to work and do business things. You know,
well, the thing is, me and Chris are going to end up doing some work outside of morning skate. And
Chris,
that, and he can actually tag along for. So we're good on that. And then after we do what we got to do, go and get lunch, go and get breakfast, go get something to eat.
Roy, if you could only have one, okay, win the Stanley Cup or the trip to Vegas.
Oh, no, no. Win the Stanley Cup. My wife can stay home at that point. I don't care. Just win the Stanley Cup.
I don't know. Debatable.
I'm debatable. I'm a little worried that poor Anita is going to be left out of a lot of the things and not really enjoy this trip to Las Vegas.
Right.
She's an adult. She can handle herself.
But Roy, you and Chris are going to be at the hockey game, and she's going to be in a hotel room by herself. Like what?
I mean, she can go around the hotel, maybe walk around, you know, maybe stop into the casino, throw some chips on the old roulette wheel, or play some blackjack, you know, play some keno. Who knows? No, she can handle herself.
I feel do like all those things at the Hard Rock. I mean,
that's too expensive.
This was well intentioned, but not fully thought out.
This was her idea, Billy. This is legitimately her idea.
Wow, what if she has a gambling problem and this is how you figure it out?
Call 1-800-GAMBLER then.
Wow. There you go.
Wow.
Do we have a guest
this dark
week?
Do we?
We do. Steve Levy. Billy loves him.
Leaves.
Old Leaves. Everyone else is down in South Beach, Billy, covering the NBA Finals, and Old Leaves is sitting by the quarterdeck in Sunrise. I mean... It's unfortunate. A little stroll around the mall there.
Rainforest Cafe.
Some good deals there at the Sawgrass Mills Mall. You know,
Sawgrass Mills Mall. Maybe you stop by Edmore Chevrolet and say hi to the GM there.
He's gonna buy a car at Edmore Chevrolet while
there's nothing
down.
Else to do there. It's the quarterdeck, a mall, and four car dealerships. That's what it is. That they, Billy, aren't you covering the game?
I am. I'm going to be there. I'm going to be there for game 4 and 5.
Oh really?
Game 5, you're going to Vegas? No.
Game 3 and 4. And 6 if necessary.
So you have the home games, right? Because Roy and Anid have the road games.
Roy asked me, do you want to go to the road games? I go, buddy, I'm not going to push this, okay? If the NHL gives me the 3 home games, that's fine.
But why? Since when did you start covering hockey for us, Billy?
I mean, no one else wanted to. Like, I told Roy. I said, Roy, I know you want to, but that's what I'm saying. We got a tag team this. Me and you go cover the Stanley Cup final together. Everyone else is either going as a fan or they're covering the Heat when there's another story in town, you know?
Mikey, hey, now you're seeing what a shitty hockey town this is, where no one on our staff wants to cover the fucking game. It's the Stanley Cup.
There's actually one other person got approved, Stugatz, and you're going to laugh at who it is. So who? It's me. It's Roy, and the third person that got approved for credential, Cougs.
He got here yesterday.
I know. He's not even on camera, but he's going to cover the game with us.
Oh, my God. Classic Cougs.
Yeah, man.
He got here yesterday.
Billy, what are you gonna do up there? Like, what, you gonna hang out with Greg Cody? He's always fun. He's in the press box. I watched the game with Cody last year. It was a blast. It really was.
What are you gonna wear, Roy, to make sure, one, we don't wear the same thing, and two, that I'm dressed appropriately?
Most likely I'm wearing a DraftKings hoodie.
No, underdressed. I was thinking a suit. I think we should go in suits. It's the Stanley Cup final.
No, I've been going in hoodies all season.
So I know, but you got to class it up. Lord Stanley's going to be in town, you know?
I mean, for what? I'm going to be in a suit so they can place me in the auxiliary press box? No, man.
Dress like the job you want, you know what I mean? You go in a suit and they say, hey, you don't belong in that auxiliary press box. Go to the real deal over here, you know what I mean?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, okay.
What color suit are we thinking then so we don't wear the same color?
Black.
Black, and I was thinking blue or gray, so we're good.
Okay.
I mean, Billy's right. I can tell you right now, Steve Levy takes his craft very seriously. I guarantee you he's wearing a suit.
Well, he's
guarantee
also
it.
Broadcasting the game, so it's a little bit different.
Yeah, they also provide the suits for him.
Levy sleeps in a suit.
That's probably true. Or nude. I think that he has two. No in between. It's either suit or naked with Levy.
I'm willing to guess the latter on that.
Should
one.
Should we ask
let's,
him?
Let's,
I'll probably forget.
Probably, huh?
I'll put money on that.
Let's all put money on whether
let's
or
go
not.
To Vegas and put money on it.
Billy will remember to ask that question. Wait,
I'm
Mikey,
going with the under.
Mikey, do you have Levy naked or in a suit? What do you have?
I'm going with the suit. I made the joke. I got a suit.
Yeah. Roy?
Oh, buck naked.
Hmm.
I got him in a suit.
Oh, wow.
Melrose, we would agree naked, right? All of us?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. No, you know, Long John's.
Melrose?
Yeah, he's Canadian.
Hmm.
Levy's more a Long John guy.
One of those Ebenezer Scrooge night shirts.
Wow. Roy, what if you wore like an all denim suit to the Stanley Cup final?
I would look ridiculous. I mean, that would be bad if I did that. I mean, I don't want to look
going
like
in
an
a hoodie.
Idiot.
Yeah, I mean, you're going casual.
Yeah, because I've been
Are
doing that all
hat?
Season.
Are you wearing a hat?
Yes, with my hoodie, yes.
Oh, Roy.
Mm-hmm. I mean, my God, you're judging me. Why are you judging me?
I'm just trying to. I want to stroll in there with you, and I want people to say these are two guys that belong. You know.
I was at last year's Stanley Cup final with a hoodie. I think I'm fine. I ended up on the ice wearing a hoodie.
How do we do that? How do we get on the ice?
You have to wait until one of the teams win, and then you go downstairs.
I was hoping to leave a little early.
Oh, okay. Well.
Just a bad
I'm talking about lifting the cup.
Can't we just get Billy on in intermission?
Yeah, just be traffic.
Probably not going to happen, but you know, you can try.
Make you like the rest of the fans.
Beating traffic in Miami is actually leaving after the game. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Yeah. Actually, sometimes if you just wait 20 minutes, it's like all clear. You're good.
It's amazing. Yeah. It really is. So, Roy, last week you spoke to Kenny Albert, who's calling here for Turner. And this week you're about to talk to Steve Levy. I'm not certain if you've ever met him or not. He's a very nice guy. Billy and I had a great time with him on Radio Row at Super Bowl. Mikey A knows him a bit from his days at ESPN.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to try to reach out to either of the two, cozy up next to him? I mean, I know they're calling the game, but, you know, those are big-time names, Roy, big-time hockey names. And so maybe, you know, hang out with absolutely. Kenny a little bit, be a spotter. What do you think?
Absolutely. I'm going to run into both of them in the press box. Hell, if I see Kevin Weeks in there, I'm going to give him a big bro hug. Like, I can't wait to see these guys.
Do you want either of their numbers? Like, do you want me to?
Yeah, pass those along, yeah.
Well, I'm not going to pass them along, but do you want me to reach out maybe and say, hey, Roy would like to see the Stanley Cup the way you see the Stanley Cup from the booth?
A little story here. I actually, because Kenny Albert was here with Turner for the Eastern Conference Final, I actually stood next to him in the press box bathroom.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
Say hello?
I didn't say hello because, you know, like I don't like to bother people. But, you know, and also it's the bathroom. So, you know.
He was on the show with us.
Yes. But this is, you know, during the final. So, like, he didn't know who I was back then.
Yeah, but if he, introduce yourself.
I don't like bothering people. That's my thing. Like, this is a lifelong thing. Like, I hate being a bother to people.
Yeah,
right.
So,
I stay to
so
myself.
Listen, I know it does. I know it's bleak right now. You're down 2-0. I get it. But I think Billy and I are on the same page here. I think the Panthers are going to win this thing in six games. I don't know how you feel, Billy.
At home.
Yeah. That was my original thought heading into the series, and then they
don't waver.
It's been bad.
Yep.
Don't waver. Yep. They scored 9 out of the last 10 goals.
Right. Yeah, so but what? Guess what the start? Guess what the start? The scores at the start of game 3, Roy.
0-0.
Well, that's if we're playing like tennis.
Yeah, that's if we're playing soccer.
Yeah. Right. Or soccer. Yeah.
0-0. Yeah. Zero, I believe.
Right. You start over again from scratch.
Exactly right. Blank slate.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yep.
Yep. So I have the Panthers in 6. Mikey, what are you thinking? Panthers?
Yeah, I'm going to go Panthers in 7, though.
Wow.
So that you have them wrapping it up in Vegas and crushing the souls of
those fans. I want Roy to get back out there again.
Yeah. Two trips, right?
Did you
want Levitard to pay twice. I'm with you on that.
A second flight for your wife or no?
No, I will not buy a second flight for a need for game 7. No.
Wow. Okay.
Mistake.
Mm-hmm. It's a mistake. I think buying the first one was a mistake. we don't have money.
All right, so hold on a second. I have Panthers in 6. Mikey has Panthers in 7. Billy, you going Panthers in 6?
Yeah, 6. Yeah.
Okay, Roy, give us I know you said Panthers in 6 before, and you care about your hockey credibility. So are you? What's your prediction here?
I can't believe that the Panthers are going to end up winning 4 straight, so I'm going to say Panthers in 7.
Wow.
Because I am a biased media member with a credential.
Huh.
Okay. I think Roy's doing that thing where he's trying to stay strong for his team, Billy, but he feels like it's already done.
He thinks it's Knights in 4, yeah.
Yeah, he thinks it's
maybe not in 4. If it is in 4, I'm going to be very pissed. I'm, again, missing out on this.
The only reason I think it goes 5 is because Vegas is going to say to themselves, hey, I don't want to hoist the cup in Sunrise, Florida. Let's go home and do it there.
You think the Avalanche wanted to do it in Tampa?
Afterwards. I think they've driven around, they've been here long enough, and they've realized, hey, we can either party on the strip in Vegas and be rock stars, or we're going to the quarterdeck afterwards. And so I think the Vegas Knights will extend this series to 5 games. They'll hand the Panthers a game just so they can celebrate on their home ice.
Well,
if they indeed win it, but I have the Panthers winning in 6. Let's get to Steve Levy. He's way more informed than we are, not as informed as Roy, but the only person in South Florida who truly cares about hockey. And I'm serious. There's no one else. It's just Roy. Let's get to Steve Levy. Stu Gatz here for my friends over at Miller Lite. A lot's changed over the years. One thing that hasn't, the great taste of Miller Lite. Another thing that hasn't changed is that it's less filling. So, what is the best thing about the original light beer? Miller Lite sparked this debate in 1975, and we still haven't settled it. For me, it is simple. What I want out of my light beer is ice cold and great taste, and that's exactly what I get from the original light beer, Miller Lite. Miller Lite keeps it simple, undebatable quality, great taste, only 96 calories. It's the beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters most, a light beer that tastes like beer. You don't have to choose what's best. Miller Lite has great taste and is less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Stu, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Individual results may vary. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You've lost so much weight. How'd you do it?
I got medical treatment for weight loss through Zelty and lost 50 pounds. I struggled for the longest time, but Zelty makes it easy and affordable to get weight loss treatment 100% online. Zelty providers can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications clinically shown to help people lose weight, like Wegovy, Zepbound, and others.
I've heard those medications can help you lose weight, but aren't they expensive?
Zelty can help get the medication covered by insurance, so it's as little as $0 a month.
What if you don't have insurance?
No problem. Zelty may be able to help you get other GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% off the price of name brand medications.
I'm ready to start losing weight. How do I get started with Zelty?
Just text.
Text LOSE to 200-300 to get started today with Zelty and see if weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound are right for you. Don't wait. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text LOSE to 200-300. That's LOSE to 200-300. LOSE to 200-300.
Roy is one of our producers and a longtime friend. And really, he's the only one who has any right, Steve Levy. I'm talking in all of South Florida, not just on our show, to be excited about the Panthers in the Stanley Cup. But he is concerned because they are down 0-2 coming home here. And so try to soothe him a little bit with your research, with your knowledge of hockey, and tell Roy, the only true hockey fan in South Florida, who is at game 36 of the Panthers when they have no shot of making the playoffs for the last 10 years, Roy's there. Every game, Levy, Roy is there. He is there more than most of the Panther players. So soothe this man and tell him why the Panthers have a shot of getting back into this series.
I can't. I've got nothing.
Oh, come on, man.
Oh, no. Here's what I got. Here's what I got.
Okay.
Look, it's a little grim, I got to be honest. It feels like they're down 3-0 instead of just 2-0, you know?
It does, yeah.
It looks bad. So I would say this. I don't think we've had a sweep in the Stanley Cup Finals since, like, 1998. So in these series, something usually, you know, happens, something kooky. It might be in Game 4 even and force the series back to Vegas. But sweeps are rare. I would say, you know, you want to look at recent history – you know, Vegas was up 3-0 last round, 3-0, and thought they were going to, you know, sweep away Dallas, and Dallas extended it a couple of games, went to 6 games with them too. So it's tough. I felt much better about Florida's game 1 than I did their game 2. I thought Florida could have won game 1.
Yeah.
And obviously they were just dismantled in game 2. Nothing to show for it. It just didn't look sharp. Nothing about it. None of the passes are taped to tape. Didn't look crisp. And, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of reasons to be concerned. And the loss of Gudas, you know, again, I don't know if he's going to play tomorrow night now. He didn't skate today. Paul Maurice said he thinks he will play tomorrow night. That would be a major loss. He's a really important player. He's not a household name. He has a household beard. But I think he's really important to the way the Panthers play the game.
Steve, I mean, the Golden Knights looked bigger. They looked faster. They were basically better than anything on the ice, offensively, defensively, goaltending, special teams. Is there a way that the Panthers can actually change? Because they started 7 defensemen in game 2, and you saw how that worked. So lineup changes probably won't work for them. Is there anything else that the Panthers can do to get out of this?
Yeah, I mean, at this point, there's nobody coming to help, right? There's no extra body. There's no superstar who hasn't been playing. All your best guys are out there. And it was actually a very smart move to go 7 deep in case Gudas got hurt, which, you know, he wound up getting hurt again in the game. So that wound up to be a very smart play. So, listen, I think it's the players they already have who just need to play better. And Matthew Tkachuk has to do what, you know, what he's been doing prior to this series. You know, part of his game is the chippy, is the rough, the penalties. And you live with that when he's scoring goals and making great plays. But that hasn't been the case in the first 2 games. I don't get the Florida style. They remind me sort of the old Flyers. Not the fighting, not the gooning, but like after the whistle, it's all hack and whack and chop. And, you know, they're trying to get Vegas off their game. And I talked to Petrangelo after the game. And he's, you know, I said, what's the big key? He said, discipline. You know, the Golden Knights are just getting punched in the face and laughing, and they're not responding. Florida's taking penalties and Vegas going on the power play. They got 2 power play goals in each of the first 2 games. And if you're asking me, that's the single biggest key. It is the discipline shown so far by Vegas. Of the many advantages they have, it's the discipline.
On the other side, the Panthers have not been very good at discipline. They were worse in the league when it came to taking penalties. Like, that seems to be another issue for the Panthers. But it seems like an impossible feat for them. But defensively, looking at these games, it just seems like team defense, they've been in the way of Sergei Bobrovsky. They've been screening him. They haven't blocked shots, and they haven't gotten out of the way. Do you think there might be a change in that?
No, would you say a change in net or a change in that?
No, Roy wants a goalie change. No, Levy, that's what I'm trying to tell you.
No, I do not.
Levy, listen, Levy, this is not the time to Roy. One second, calm down. Okay, you're reeling, you're concerned. I get it. And really, what he's concerned about is he might not get his free trip to Vegas because he is set for Game Five. But Levy, Levy. This is not a time to go with the guys that got you here, okay? This is a it might be too late before you make a change. This is a time to go with guys who will get you across the finish line. You know what we're saying?
No, God.
I do, and I agree. Now, listen, if they lose, you know, 7-2 again tomorrow night, then it might be Alex Lyon time again.
Well, it's too late,
and listen,
then.
And I'm not calling for a change or anything, but Lyon looked pretty good after he came in. Yeah. Vegas kept pounding him a couple times. Lyon is the reason the Panthers got in the playoffs in the first place, right? The great play down the stretch. The first three games against Boston didn't go all that well, and it's been Bob ever since. So, listen, I thought Bobrovsky was good enough to win game one, and I thought he was, you know, he was okay. I do not blame game two on the goaltending. Mm. Now, down at the other end, I'm shocked Adin Hill has played as well as he has. Goaltending was supposed to be the, you know, maybe the only or biggest advantage Florida had, and that has not been the case. You know, Hill's their fifth-string goalie. Fifth-string goalie. He's an unrestricted free agent end of this season, and he's been outstanding. He's probably played him his way into the Conn Smythe Trophy conversation at least. So, listen, I think Bobrovsky's got to play, and he's got to play great. He needs like a 45 save game tomorrow night, a 2-1 Florida win, something like that. That's the formula for success, I think, for the Panthers.
Offensively for the Panthers, they have not gotten much of anything in the middle of the ice. Are we looking at some sort of tactical change here?
Again, I think it's too late for these games. I think, you know, or these kind of changes or shifts, you know, you can tweak. Maybe you put somebody else in the bumper on the power play, but, you know, that only works if you get a power play. And Vegas isn't taking any penalties, and that goes back to the discipline. And so I think it's just a matter of your big-time players having to play a little bit better or give a little more. And also, listen, Florida could be out of gas here too, guys, right? Yeah. They were not supposed to be here. Florida's been, you know, everybody's been playing – well, Florida and Vegas have played 6 weeks of playoffs. But really, it's been like an extra month for Florida just to get into the playoffs. So, that, you know, they've been playing, you know, high-octane, mentally exhausting hockey, playoff-type hockey for, you know, 2.5 months now. And at some point, that wears on you, and that's got to be a factor in the game.
Well, Leaves, Roy's really worried about his wife's non-refundable flight to Vegas after game four. So, you're broadcasting, so we don't want to put you in an uncomfortable position. Do you think his flight is safe, or do you think he's going to lose that deposit?
I think Florida gets a game here. I think Florida gets at least one game. I do not believe they will be swept. I can't tell you it's going to be tomorrow night, but I would not cancel that ticket. I would not try and get a doctor's note. I would not ask for flight insurance and pay the $14.95 at the bottom of the screen. I think the Panthers find a way to at least force a trip back to Vegas. And it'll all be because of you and how big a fan you are of the club, and they'll appreciate that.
Oh, thank you, Steve.
Well, Steve, here's what I'm thinking. Perhaps we're, you know, listen, all Vegas did was hold serve, okay? Like, the Panthers haven't played a home game yet. And so perhaps we're overreacting a little bit because down 2-0 feels shitty, but down 2-1, all of a sudden it's a series again, you know?
And I think the score gets people nutty, right? The total dominant effort. If they would have lost 2-1 in overtime, would that make any difference? No, not really. You're still down 2-0. You're still coming home. So I would agree. We do tend to react, overreact, prisoner of the moment. What's the most recent thing in our memory since we're all losing our minds as we get older? So all those things come into play here. And you're right. But Florida needs a good start. First goal would go a long way, I think, for the Panthers tomorrow night.
Just getting a 1-0 lead, a little lead, momentum, get the crowd behind you. Right, they go down 2-0.
Confidence.
Right? Levy, if you want to see what kind of hockey town this is, wait until you see. If, God forbid, game three, we're down 2-0 in the second period, that place will clear out. You won't see those people ever again, okay?
And you'll be able to get a ticket for game four for a ham sandwich. So, yeah.
Billy, by the way, this is interesting. I'd be interested in your thoughts as a hockey purist. Billy has no time, and it's odd coming from Billy, but the theatrics and all the shows that Vegas does before, Billy just wants them to play hockey. That's what we're there for.
None
of the shows and shit before the game, Levy.
The Heat were the first team that you probably, of course you remember this.
Yeah.
There were all these teams around all the sports, you know, the NBA and the NHL specifically, were trying to get their fans in the building earlier, right? Because they're in the club. They're not, you know, they missed the first 5 minutes of the quarter of the period, whatever it is. And I remember the Heat ran some kind of special promotion, right? Was LeBron doing special dunks and warm-ups or something? and so Vegas is pretty smart here. Their fans are in their seats a half hour early, meaning they're in the building an hour early, meaning they're buying beers and T-shirts and hot dogs and everything. It's a genius move to put on that theatrical show. And quite frankly, I'm a fan of entertainment, and I kind of enjoy it. I know I'm in my press box seat earlier in Vegas than I will be anywhere else. So.
But, I mean, how many times have you seen that same knight win every single fight that he's in, you know? Like, spice it up a little. Have the knight lose and then have the team come out and have to avenge his loss or death or something, you know?
Oh, so like a Globetrotters thing. You want them to lose to that team from Washington. Got it.
Exactly. Too predictable.
Spice it up.
Yeah.
Create some doubt in the mind. I got you. Yeah.
Or you know what? You throw in like fake blood and then there's blood on the ice before the game starts. I mean, before the real blood, that is.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Why don't you guys try that here in Florida and see how that flies? We'll see how that works.
We're just trying to scratch out a victory here. How do you feel about Roy wearing a Panther? How do you feel about Roy wearing a Panther jersey in the press box? What do you think?
No cheering in the press box, you guys. You know that. You know the rules.
Oh, come on. But we all know there's cheering going on in the press box, Steve. We all
know. A lot of cheering. Half the people are rooting to go home. They want a sweep, right? And the other half were paid by the game in the press box. They want this thing to go seven. They don't care.
What's Levy rooting
definitely
for?
Definitely rooting in the press box.
What's Levy rooting for? I root
for seven-game series, gets me extra comp days, extends my summer vacation.
Attaboy.
I'll see you in September.
Yeah. But a seven-game series, very important.
Brilliant. That'd be nice. Yeah, that'd be nice for me.
Levy, when in Vegas,
what's
your game of choice when you're in Vegas?
I'll be very honest with you. I was there 5 nights. I wagered one time, one spin on the roulette. And usually I like to play a little more, but just didn't seem to be time. Didn't see a lot of people to catch up with, a lot of people to see.
Right.
And, hey, I hope you've made a superstar out of that young lady, the local news affiliate, who was her space was infringed upon by Vegas Golden Knights fans, and she gave them a stiff arm, and she's become a media darling. In the pregame, her stand-up position is right next to our stand-up position. So, you know, we've chatted a little bit, and but there's no fans in the building, right? Post game, because we're the worldwide leader in sports, we get a lower position down in the basement there. And so she's stuck without any protection from Kevin Weeks or Brian Boucher or myself. And so that's what happened. But I thought you did a great job. Come on, people. We're just trying to do our jobs out there, you know? We don't come to your office and try to get into your personal space.
Levy, what's your stiff arm game like?
It used to be better. Like everything else, it's gotten worse.
I have to ask you a question because we had on a mutual friend in Diana Russini.
I'll be the judge of that. Yeah.
Well, okay, so here's the thing. She was talking to us about her two children that she's had, and she said that you, after the birth of her first child, sent this very nice, wonderful, thoughtful gift, and then come the second child, sent absolutely nothing and just said, you're pregnant again, and then sent no gift the second time. Is this true?
Well, I didn't know how many kids she's going to have, okay? And we're all on a budget here, all right? Yeah. And suppose she goes for like seven, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
I got to be involved in all of that?
You're saving up for the third? Is that what you're doing?
I said, name the first kid Steve, boy or girl, and then we'll talk, you know? And she sort of failed me on that. I love Rossini. She's great. I like her husband more, but Rossini's good. So.
Yeah, but why no gift for the second child? I mean, what are you doing?
I'm busy. Everybody's having kids, okay? Everybody's having kids now. You see what the pandemic did? Everybody's pregnant and having kids. Who could afford all these gifts? Laura Rutledge just had another kid.
Oh, wow. You said there's something?
Molly McGrath. No, I said, all right, guys, that note. Molly McGrath just had another kid. I mean, cut it out. Leave me alone.
Stop having sex.
Chris Berman sent me a note, you know, after I had my one kid, and then that was pretty much it. Okay, and I had two more kids after that, too. So these things die off, sort of, and they fall by the wayside. I think it's about having the first kid where I really need to celebrate them, you know? And so so now I will look elsewhere as to where I send my baby gifts.
Do first you still time, have
rookie,
the...
Rookie parents only.
Right, rookie parents only. Do you still have that note from Berman?
I do, handwritten. He does. Hey, here's something about Boom. He sends handwritten notes, like not emails, not a card where he just signed his name. Handwritten note, and I have it posted on my wall. Yep, he's the best. I love Boom. Yep.
I mean, you're not going to share it with us, are you? Because I mean, it had to be great.
Well, I don't have it memorized, but it was very lovely. And I'm not in my office. I'm in my palatial four-bedroom hotel suite overlooking the ocean in Sunrise. So,
the Raiders on
right. That's what Roy. That's what I'm wondering. Was there a circle the wagons? Was there anything like that there?
He gave me his Super Bowl prediction, which was the Bills 49ers again.
Steve Levy is with us. The Panthers have a big game 3 tonight in South Florida, Sunrise, Florida, where Steve is not staying because he's a very smart guy. This Vegas Knight team, if they go on to win this cup, this is going to be listen, I know the Bruins were the best team all year, but Vegas wasn't too shabby. I think best team in the West. And so this is going to be a deserving Stanley Cup champion if they win, right?
No question. And their owner at the expansion draft, Bill Foley, said, we're going to win the cup in 6 years. And this is year 6. So that would
amazing.
Be – hope he took that to the window. Huh? What a futures bet that would be.
Yeah.
So I think they're set up the right – I just can't get past the goaltending. That's really what it is. I can't believe they're on their fifth different goal. Nobody's heard of Aiden Hill prior, you know, middle of the season even. You know, and so I can't believe they're in this position. And he's playing great. I mean, that's, you know, full marks to the organization. That's the scouting directors, right? All those guys who work really hard, who you never hear of and don't get any of the credit. To go 5 deep on your starting goalie and be 2 wins away from the Stanley Cup. And he's an unrestricted free agent, Mike. He's going to get paid next year, too. So that's the remarkable story. I'm not surprised how well the offense is playing, the defense as well. They roll 4 lines. Their 5 and 6 have been terrific. You know, White Cloud had the game winner. Zach White Cloud had the game winning goal in game 1 of the final. I mean, he's your 5th defenseman. That's not supposed to happen. So their team depth is unbelievable. They roll 4 lines. And look, Florida's top heavy. The Panthers are top heavy. Now, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with their second, third, and fourth line, but there's a big gap between the top unit and that second line, and then definitely in the bottom 6. And that's one of the big differences in the series, too.
John DeMontisseau, you got to feel good for him having this Conn Smythe candidates postseason right now and doing it against his former team that did not protect him in the expansion draft.
Yeah, and you know, he got off to a bad start. That's the beauty of the Conn Smythe trophy where the NHL is different, right? Conn Smythe trophy is playoff MVP. That's the entire 4 rounds of the playoffs. That's not just the Stanley Cup final, right? The NBA gives you the final of the MVP of the finals. And so it's really different in hockey. And Marchessault has 12 goals in the last 12 games and big goals, clutch time goals. And I think he had no goals in his first 7. So, you know, the team bought him some time, right, to get going. And again, that just goes back to the team depth of Vegas. It's just so impressive. And look, I'm happy for, you know, Bruce Cassidy, his buddies call him Butch, right? You lose your job in Boston. They go on to having the greatest record in NHL regular season history. Like, that's got to be really tough to watch, you know, if you're Cassidy. And, you know, that's his team. And they set all these records, and they go out in the first round. And now, you know, Cassidy certainly looks like he'll get the last laugh in that. So, and I root for Maurice, too. These are two of my favorite coaches. You know, I've known Paul Maurice dating back to his Hartford Whaler days. He's been behind an NHL bench as a head coach for 25 years. And I'd really like to see him get his name on the Stanley Cup. That'd be really important. I enjoy all my visits with him, both of them. But these are two of my more favorite head coaches in the league. And so, you know, that's from a rooting interest. There's a little of that behind this, too.
Where do you when you go to Vegas? I'm more interested in you in Vegas. Like, I, Levy, yeah. I have you a guy, like, as a guy who just, when you're not working, just tearing up Vegas. Am I wrong? Like, I don't see you taking in any shows. You are a hardcore blackjack. I have you like a high roller, high stakes room, and just tearing the whole joint up, right?
I'll give you one. This would be an odd one for you.
Okay.
You know, people play that game like, who's the most famous guy on your phone, right?
Yeah.
You know, on your cell phone. I know it's Levitard for you. I get that. Yep. For me, it's Carrot Top, okay? I'm a Carrot Top guy, okay? Listen, people laugh when I tell them, if you haven't seen the show, it's funny as hell. Go see it. He is still hysterical. Listen, you can't last out there 20 years every single night without being great. And it might be 25 years now. So you want to know what I do at night? You say I don't go to shows? I go to Carrot Top. There you go.
Right. You're the best. All right. We appreciate it. Billy, Steve was marveling at the fact that he said something to us on Radio Row that he has said 1,000 times before and it never made news. And he said it on this show.
Yeah.
And it was everywhere. And that was about him losing the Monday Night Football gig to Joe Buck because he knows his place in the pecking order. And it was refreshing to hear. I thought it was a great response by you. But that was not the first time you had said that, right?
Right. I'm looking forward to turning off my mentions after this conversation airs, too. We'll see what comes out of this. I'm sure someone will take a quote out of context. And we'll be back in the game, just the way I like it.
Quote, everybody's having kids now. Did you see what the pandemic did? I think it'll be the one.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Hey, Rossini, leave me alone. That's the headline.
Yeah. Are you calling that? Is that just a Super Bowl that you call in New Zealand and Australia? Or is it? No, I'm serious. Like, do you do like?
Yes.
It's just that game, right?
Yes. We do not have. There is an ESPN international broadcast. Not ESPN. There was an international Stanley Cup final broadcast. I'm trying to think who's doing that. Oh, Kevin Weeks and EJ Raddick from NHL Network. Those guys, they do the Stanley Cup final on NHL International. Yep.
Because if it was a weekly thing, I'm thinking being the international voice of football is bigger than being the voice of Monday Night Football.
That's right. You go to bigger, wider audience. Yep. No question about that.
Yep. All right, you are the best. We'll let you get back to your research here. Hopefully you'll find something in there that will give Roy some hope moving forward here. Nothing has happened here, Roy. Just the series hasn't even started yet because the road team hasn't won. The only thing that happened was Vegas won two home games. The Panthers might be fine. They also might not be. We'll see. We'll find out together. Steve Levy, thank you very much, buddy. We appreciate it.
All right. Roy, I'll see you in Vegas, brother.
Yes, sir.
The great Steve Levy.
Yeah.
There is something about Steve Levy that Billy loves. I can't quite put my finger on it. I'm not even certain Billy can put his finger on it. But there is something about that man that Billy, you love him.
I like him.
What is it, though?
I don't know.
Sure, why not?
Something about him. I don't know. He's got a je ne sais quoi.
Je ne sais quoi.
I think he's just happy to be here. Like, he's just happy to be in the industry. He knows we're all stealing money for a living. You know, I mean, we are. But, you know, he got the Monday Night Football gig. I don't think he ever expected to be the voice of Monday Night Football, and yet there he was. And I think Steve is just happy to be a big part of this industry, you know, for as long as he has. So, I don't know.
He seems like a positive guy, yeah.
He is a positive guy. Yeah.
Anyway.
Roy, how do you feel? You feeling... Roy, what are you most concerned about? Is it actually losing the Stanley Cup? Is it that your team's not playing, like they have a national audience now and they're not representing themselves correctly the way you would like them to? Or is it simply that you just want the free trip on Levitard to Vegas? Like, what is it that has you the most concerned, Roy?
Still got some concern about everything at this point, especially losing out on that money on that plane ticket, you know, because, you know, that's
But that money's lost already. Man. Don't worry about that. You've already spent that money.
You already spent it. Yeah, you get travel credits, Roy.
That's okay. I'm not getting that back. No, travel credits. Like, I use points on the card, on the credit card for this one. So, this is going to hurt, man. I'm so worried.
It kind of hurts me, to be honest with you, that you have no faith in your team, that you think that they're just going to get swept. It's odd. Yeah.
No, I have faith in my team, but I'm not exactly an optimist at heart. You know, like, this is just the way I act. Like, I have my heart is in a low place.
When's the last time your glass was half full?
When I poured water in a cup earlier today, that was the last time my glass was half full. Like, I don't know, man. Like we have two baseball championships down here.
That's right.
Like, glass was half. It wasn't half full. It was more towards the half empty portion of this thing.
That's what I'm saying. It's always half empty. It's never half full. That's my my concern here, you know?
Yeah, well, you know, when the Heat lost against the Dallas Mavericks, I mean, it was half full. And I got disappointed.
Roy, like 2 months ago, if I were to ask you, are the Florida Panthers going to be playing for the Stanley Cup, you'd say no, more than likely, right? So, like, this is...
He would have said no. No, Billy, not more than likely. Roy would have said no.
I'm sure everybody would have said no.
I mean, after that loss to the Ottawa Senators, I would have said, okay, the Panthers are not going to make it. Like, 3 points probably in that one. They would have lost that one.
But, Roy, I mean, we're headed into a big game three at home, okay? You're hosting a game, a Stanley Cup game at home.
You're like covering it at home.
Right. Yes. You're covering the game at home. Your team beat the Boston Bruins. Like, have some faith, man.
The Stanley Cup is literally going to be in the studio tomorrow, and you will be able to take pictures with it, touch it, whatever. Which, by the way,
I did that already.
I've never understood why. What's his name? Phil Pritchard? Is that the guy's name?
Yes. He won't be here tomorrow, unfortunately.
Well, how's it getting there? Isn't he the keeper of the cup?
He is, but the guy not a keeper of the cup. His name is Mike.
He's on vacation? Mikey? What?
No, his name is Mike. He's the backup keeper. Mike is the backup keeper, yes.
What's Phil doing?
I believe he's with the other cup somewhere else, I think.
Whoa,
I don't know.
What other
cup? There are two cups?
Whoa.
No, there are three cups.
Three cups?
Whoa.
There are three cups.
What other cups? Hold on a second. What's happening now?
Yeah. There's one for the players to hoist up and celebrate with. There's others for the show, and there's one for the Hall of Fame.
What show? Which? Wait,
the show off, you know, the travel with, you know.
But how do we know which one is the real cup?
Respectfully, that's bullshit. What? Yeah. Why are there three Stanley Cups?
For situations such as them bringing one here to the
studio. That's not the Stanley Cup, then. The Stanley Cup is not coming to the studio, then. That's some fake shit. That's not the Stanley Cup. I'm outraged by this. I am outraged. Someone named Mike is bringing his own version of the Stanley Cup to the studio? That's absurd.
No, I mean, it's league sanctioned. Well, it's Hall of Fame sanctioned Stanley Cup. Yes, there are three of them. Yes.
They've duped us. No, I'm with Billy. Like, I've never seen Billy this angry.
This is an insult that Phil is not coming with the actual Stanley Cup, and some guy named Mike is coming with a replica Stanley Cup.
Listen, I'm not happy that Phil's not showing up with the cup either, but at least the cup's coming. At least a cup
is coming. It's not coming. That's not
it's the not Stanley the cup.
I don't know why I'm so upset about this. I'm outraged, though. That's not
No, Billy's
cup.
Right. There's one Lombardi Trophy. Like, what's going on here?
I don't know about that.
They create a Lombardi Trophy every single year, so there's not one Lombardi Trophy.
Yeah, but they don't trot around three of them and dupe people. I mean, that's it.
And they're not duping people.
They are.
They travel with one cup, they travel with another cup, and they have a cup of dollar bait.
Roy, there's three cups. When one of these two teams wins the Stanley Cup, which one are they hoisting above their shoulders? Like, how do they know?
The one
which
that's one? Closest.
Not Mike's, I can tell you that right now. So, I don't understand this. Like, where's the actual Stanley Cup?
I believe it's in the Hall of Fame. With all the other trophies.
Seriously. I mean, I'm done with the sport.
What?
The real Stanley Cup's in the Hall of Fame?
Yes, the trophy room.
This is the only time of the year the Stanley Cup should really be excited about making appearances.
No, that's not necessarily true. You got to realize that after the Stanley Cup final, each player and each person on the staff and the trainers and the coaches and whatnot, they get one day
allegedly
with the cup.
With a
fake cup.
With a cup, yeah. I've always wondered why.
I like how Mikey said it, the one that's closest to him.
Yeah. I've always wondered why it is that they didn't really care what happened to the cup. And it's like, yeah, do whatever you want, like poop in it if you want to. It doesn't matter. It's the Stanley Cup. And that's like, well, no, it's not. It's probably just been fake cups the whole time.
That's not necessarily true. The players can do whatever they want with the cup.
Because they don't care.
We can't.
It's a made-up cup. It's fake. It's not a real cup.
Yeah.
They said to us, we can only touch it. We can't lift it. We can't put anything in the cup. We can't drink out of the cup once it comes here in the studio.
Just write back fake cup. I could do whatever I want. Here's the thing that I've never understood.
Bring the real cup. I'll adhere to your rules. Go ahead.
Exactly right. That's what I was going to ask you about Phil, because now I'm wondering, because you always see Phil's there with the Stanley Cup and he's wearing his white gloves, right? And then you just have people with greasy hands that are like work at whatever local news station or whatever, just touching it, getting their fingerprints all over the place. And like, why is this guy even bothering with these gloves if it's just going to get dirty anyways? And now you're telling me that's not even a real Stanley Cup. It's like some fake replica that's going around.
Well, he has silver cleaner with him, so you can just wipe it down and call it a day.
So Billy, you're not even there tomorrow, which is also interesting.
Thinking about going in, but I'm not driving in for some fake ass cup. Get out of here. Plus I'm gonna be going to morning skate with Leaves, you know.
Yeah.
I'm not in tomorrow either. I don't care.
If it was the real Stanley Cup, would you have gone? No, you wouldn't have gone anyways.
No, I don't care.
I feel like I need to let everybody know this is the fake Stanley Cup. I don't want my friends to be duped and think that they're doing this. This is fraud that's being committed.
I agree, Roy. Roy. You know I've loved hockey since the Islanders. It's the only local team for me that's ever won anything. And the Mets in '86, and the four cups for the Islanders in the early '80s.
Yeah,
but I was unaware that there was more than one Stanley Cup. And it has shaken my belief in this sport, and I'm not certain that I don't that I don't disagree with Billy, because we have every right to be outraged. I always operated under the assumption that there was one special Stanley Cup, and now you're telling me there's three. And no, so I don't know what to make of this sport anymore.
It's all made out of the same material. It is all etched with all the players on it.
How do you think they tell the difference in the cups?
I'm wondering, like, is there a little?
And they probably got it numbered on the bottom of it. I don't know.
There's an A, B, and C.
The A, B, and C.
This is outrageous.
We're getting the C cup.
This is
stupidity, or whatever the hell this is.
God bless hockey.
Oh, yeah. Stu Gatz here from my friends over at Miller Lite. A lot's changed over the years. One thing that hasn't, the great taste of Miller Lite. Another thing that hasn't changed is that it's less filling. So, what is the best thing about the original light beer? Miller Lite sparked this debate in 1975, and we still haven't settled it. For me, it is simple. What I want out of my light beer is ice cold and great taste, and that's exactly what I get from the original light beer, Miller Lite. Miller Lite keeps it simple, undebatable quality, great taste, only 96 calories. It's the beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters most, a light beer that tastes like beer. You don't have to choose what's best. Miller Lite has great taste and is less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/stew, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.